Since yesterday, we have been hearing from the first reading the story of creation from the book of Genesis. And one thing that stood out for me as I reread again the story of creation, and that is this line: God saw how good it was. And then at the end of the sixth day, he said, and he found it very good. He found it very good. He amplified it from saying how good it was. He amplified it to, and he saw it very good. The word good here does not refer to what we normally refer to as the moral quality of a thing or a person. You know, when we say that this particular thing is good or that person is good, we say that the person is actually complying to all the moral expectations that he or she had been handed into. This is not what it means here. But rather, the good here refers to the quality of desirability. We are drawn to it specifically because it is good. And good, actually, is one of what we call the transcendental qualities of God. We say that God is one, beautiful, good. Did I miss one more thing? And true. Thank you, Amanda. Amanda is a graduate of theology, so she knows. So those are the four transcendental qualities of God: one, good, beautiful, and true. And when we speak of God as the ultimate good, we speak of Him as the most desirable entity, meaning all creation, especially the human person, as having been created in His own image and likeness, is drawn to Him, naturally inclines to Him. The question that we can ponder on this is that, how integrated are we as the crown of creation in this quality of goodness? Meaning, a thing is only good if it works for its purpose. If the goal or the very objective of the Creator is realized because that thing is utilized for that purpose. That is also where we realize the goodness of the thing or of a person. Looking at ourselves as the crown of creation, do I act according to the plan and will of God for me? Meaning, I can only be according to God's plan as good if I am doing what God has intended for me from the very beginning. That is why the gospel today makes sense when Jesus accused the scribes and the Pharisees as hypocrites. You know, the word hypocrites comes from the Greek word hypokretes, which means to play a role. It refers to actors before on theatrical presentation in which they put a mask, and as soon as they put the mask, they actually play the role even though in their heart and soul they don't want to do it. And to be hypocrite, following that logic, is really not to honor the very intention of the goodness of God in us. Meaning, goodness and integrity go hand in hand. We can only be integrated, good, and not be a hypocrite if we always act according to the will of God. May we have the courage and the wisdom to truly understand the plan of God for us, so that in doing so, we always glorify Him as His crown of creation. Whole creation, including ourselves, has only one ultimate purpose, and that is to manifest the glory of God. To manifest the glory of God. That's the only purpose of creation. I know there are little other purposes, but the ultimate purpose is to manifest the glory of God. That when people see us, they truly see a reflection of the goodness of God. Just like a painting points to the greatness of the painter, so too we should be pointing to this great glory of God. Let us ask for that grace to truly be true to who we are.